It is the Friday show. I am Neil Atkinson. I am joined by Harriet Pryor, Phil Blundell and Stu Wright. John Gibbons has spoken to Pete Selby and to Chris Barber. Back-to-back appearances for Pete and Chris. Presumably they're reflecting on the weekend and looking ahead to Tuesday night, because Tuesday night is, really strangely, the only game in town. I'll say it again, as I touched upon last week, it's a very strange thing to point out, Phil, but if Liverpool hadn't kept this Champions League thing alive, the Premier League table at the minute will be looking pretty dormant. Tottenham Hotspur and West Ham United have still got a slight outside chance of being able to hunt down Chelsea. But the game that does matter is the one at on Tuesday night. Sorry, not at. The one on Tuesday night at Chelsea, between Chelsea and Leicester City. We'll get to Pete. We'll get to Chris. How do you see it going after the weekend's game?
I think quite often that what usually happens is the team that lost the cup final seems to do this. I think we did it to Chelsea in, 2012, and it seems to be a thing that happens. But I'm just... It could be a really weird game in a variety of ways, because there's a position where goal difference might actually be a thing here. So if Leicester beat Tottenham, for example, lose to Chelsea, and then we win both games, we are actually level with Leicester on points, aren't we? We would have 69, yep. They'd have 69. So if they're 1-0 down with 5 minutes to go, what are they doing?
Yep.
Are they just backing themselves to go and beat Tottenham on Sunday, or are they running the risk of then losing 2-0 and then needing to beat Tottenham by another goal?
Yep.
There's so many things that make it genuinely actually really fascinating, outside of the fact of we're invested from a Liverpool point of view. Leicester could actually secure top four if they win. This is a thing that's also... I'm not quite sure if this has been really talked about to the point where it should be, because Leicester win, they are fourth, that's it.